good afternoon and welcome to this week's pod. I have got loads to talk about, so you might want to play this in two or maybe three parts. Firstly, I've been looking at the beginning of the day and everybody's so prompt. Everybody sort of comes into school at 8:30. And I've been wondering, why are we splitting the start times for 3, 4, 5, 6? So at the moment, 5 and 6, they're coming at 8:30 into classroom. Their day starts at 22 and 3, 4, in for 22, day starts at 10:00. But actually, to be fair, all of the year threes and fours are mostly coming into school. But what happens is because obviously the teachers are still getting themselves prepped, so they use about 10 minutes to get themselves ready for the day. And I tell you what, if you haven't been a teacher, you haven't worked in a school, it's vital time, vital time. So the children are lining up outside for classes, and I'm thinking, this is madness. So I have a proposal to you all, and come back to me and be honest with me, and I'm going to weigh up all the options. I've already spoken to staff about this, and I want to ask you as parents, and I'll send a little form out with this just so I can get your feedback about maybe what would you think if I just started the school day for the whole school at 8:30 and collection was at 3:10. Now come back to me and say, oh, we can't do this or we can't do that. Now what I will say is, if we do that, I will be able to open the pathway across from our year six huts straight down to the infants, because I won't have the school operational. So it'll make your life easier because you'll be able to cut down and between the two. So we'd be able to make that happen as well. I just think it'd make things easier in the long run. I think we'd change things for COVID and whatever else, but actually the most sensible thing would be is to have one consistent start time. But come back to me and tell me, pick it to pieces, tell me it was a stupid idea, it was a rubbish idea. But I'd like us to all consider it, just to make things a bit easier, a bit more consistent as we move forward. And we wouldn't do anything. I wouldn't do anything because I know people have got childcare issues and their mornings to rearrange. I wouldn't do anything until January, the very earliest. But it is something I think we all, it's a discussion we need to have and we need to think about. So please fill in my very, very quick survey and let me know what your feedback is about my idea. Before I move on to my other big thing I need to talk to you about, just a few housekeeping things. So please, can you use the ABBA app for payments? We want to be a no cash school. It's really, really difficult for us to do anything with cash anymore. And I think as a parent, as a working parent, and I know many of you are, it's much, much easier to pay on the ABBA app. And there is now Apple Pay too, which is an absolute blessing, isn't it? Because I use Apple Pay for absolutely everything I can. And it's great, isn't it? You forget your wallet, you're in the supermarket, as long as it's under 100 quid, you can use your phone to pay. Also, whilst you're on the ABBA app, can you check that your personal details are up to date? Phone numbers, next of kin, medical details, your address. Please just spend 5 minutes having a look through that and checking that everything is up to date and correct. I'm also going to throw out your way a club timetable. Is the correct timetable attached? Mrs. Dell had a bit of a short circuit. She's an absolute superstar. She's been brilliant and she works really, really hard. And I tell you what, organising all the clubs is a difficult job. And Miss Odd will tell you that, because she used to do it donkeys years ago. She used to do it with pieces of paper. It was a nightmare. So it's a really difficult job. I've got the correct timetable to send out to you with the pod today too. Just a few more dates in the diary for you. The 20th of September, that is this coming Friday, it is open classroom for everybody apart from 5MB. And it's that opportunity to find out what the expectations for the year are, what trips are going to happen, what's the homework going to be like, all of those bits and bobs, you know, things you'll want to know to get you through the year, to survive whatever year group your child is in. Doors open at 2:30, and I would suggest if you're in year 6 or in year 5 to come to the top gate on White Avenue. If you're in year 3 and in year 4, come to the main school entrance, and there will be staff about to direct you to where you need to go. We've also got coffee morning on the 23rd. So that's next Monday, is a coffee morning. Come and have coffee with us, a biscuit, might have a bit of cake. You never know. And it's a good opportunity. And we sometimes call it an SEND coffee morning. It can be for everyone. We want everyone to come. So 8:30, Monday morning, drop your children off and then come round to the lodge. So we've got a little farmyard out the back and we're going to be in what was the Rainbow Room. So come in there, come and have a coffee, cup of tea with us, 8:30 next Monday. If you're in year five, Monday, Friday the 27th, don't forget it is Cosmic Camp. You should have had all of the details sent out about that. And we've also got the 2nd of October is the all important PTFA AGM. That is where we revote the chair. We look at how much money we've raised. It's where I come begging, and I've got an idea this year. Okay, I'm going to come begging for maybe how we might want to use the money. And they can always say no, and they do. And they do. But I have got a good idea, and I think they're going to absolutely love it. So that is the 2nd of Wednesday, the 2nd of October at 3:30 in my office, the PTFA AGM. Don't forget, the 25th of October, that's a Friday, is fireworks at school. And Monday the 28th of October, I know it's half term and I'm an absolute border collie, aren't I? But we are having a volunteer day because Mrs. Young, she's a modern marvel, Mrs. Young. And she has managed to raise some, get some funding to buy some more furniture so we can keep on renovating our classroom. So we're going to have loads of furniture to build and other bits and bobs. If you've got any time to give on Monday the 28th of October, we'd really appreciate it. So it's that time of year again. Flu season is upon us and the flu vaccine is being offered to every single child from reception to year 11 this winter. The immunisation service will be visiting us here at Shears Green on the 21st of November. If you would like your child to be vaccinated, you need to complete the online form before midnight on the 15th of November. I've attached the letter with the podcast so you can fill that in, but you'll need to do that before the 15th of November. And by submitting a form, you'll be entered into a prize draw and the chance for you and your child to both win a £50 Amazon voucher each. If that is not an incentive, I don't know what is. So make sure if you want, you get that flu vaccine immunisation form filled out. So the next thing I need to speak to you about is the lockdown procedure. So we all saw what happened up in the north in the summer holidays, and it was absolutely horrific. Our school is a very secure site, and schools have been since what happened in Dunblane all those years back. You know, I remember being a child in my primary school. You could just walk straight into the site and straight into the school building, and that isn't possible anymore. And that is absolutely right, because keeping our children safe is the most important thing. But we never know what threats there are out there, and we need to be ready in order to react to what those threats might be. And I don't know what the threats are going to be, and this has been really difficult creating this lockdown procedure. So every single school must have a lockdown procedure, and they must rehearse and practice this once a term. So we've had to do a lot of thinking here, because we're a big site. How can we communicate? How can we make sure that we get the same message to every single person on the school site? And we've done so by, we've got radios. Each classroom has a radio, so, and it's turned on all of the time. That radio goes around with the class teacher. So for instance, if they're doing PE down the school field, they've got that radio on them so we can communicate with them. If they're in the forest school area, the radio's on them. If they're in the library or the ICT suite, everybody gets the same message at the same time. So, what threats, you're going to say, Mr. Patterson? What threats are there? Well, it could be a whole manner of threats, from a dangerous dog, yep, seriously, to noxious gases, to a gas leak, to, I don't know, it could be an intruder, it could be somebody on the periphery of the school site. So the threat could be all sorts of different things, but we've got to be prepared in how we're going to react. So one of the things we're going to practice, and I'm going to be very, very open and honest with you about what we're going to do here, and we're going to tell the children, we're going to prepare some social stories, so we're not going to do anything until everybody is prepared and ready. So one of the things would be that we'd have to do a lockdown within our classrooms. So what we'd ask the children to do is we'd ask the children to get underneath their tables. The blinds would be pulled, the windows would be shut, and we would lock ourselves in our classrooms. That would be one type of threat. Another type of threat would actually involve the whole school going down into the school hall so we can seal that off and we can be in one area together. So there's two different types of threats and two different types of lockdowns that we might need to do. But we do need to be prepared. It's a bit like doing a fire drill, and we just need to practice because you never know. And what happened in the summer was an absolute shock and absolutely heartbreaking for everybody, and for, especially if you work with children, because, you know, that is our number one priority, is trying to keep everybody safe. So to hear that was heartbreaking. So next steps is... Now I've kind of told you this is what we're going to be doing, and that is going to be our lockdown procedure, and it, what we do depends on what the threat might be. So each time we practice, it might be something slightly different. We will prepare all of the children for this. So I will have an assembly with them. I'll explain exactly why. You know, we're making sure we're keeping ourselves safe from potential threats. Unfortunately, it's the world we're living in at this moment in time. And we will also do social stories to prepare children who don't like the change, might be upset because of what's been proposed to do. And then we will have a practice, and I will let you know after practice what we did and how it went. I've really waffled, but I just kind of wanted to be really open and honest and tell you this is what we need to do. It's been asked upon us by the government, and we will make sure we do it to keep all the children safe, but we'll also make sure everybody is as well prepared as possible. On a lighter note, now we've done the heavy stuff, Gravesham and Dartford Schools Hockey Youth Academy have got 6 weeks worth of sessions for free for children aged 7 to 13. They've got a cadets age group of 7 to 9 and a rangers age group of 10 to 13. It starts on September the 18th, or a couple of days' time, between 5:30 and 6:30 at Gravesend Rugby Football Club Astro, SDA 12-2-TL. There'll be skills, interactive drills, mini matches, and it's a 6-week program offering a fun and inclusive introduction to hockey. It'll be delivered by qualified and DBS checked club coaches, and this is an opportunity to fall in love with a new sport or just have a go at trying something new. How good does that sound? I'll include the flyer with the podcast. Lots of admin this week, I do apologize, for you to have a look at, but yeah, that's well worth it. 6 weeks of free, and you get nothing for free these days. Thanks to Mrs. Rowland for finding this one. Yeah, and see if you want to sign your child up. I've just been made aware that there is a menu change tomorrow. So the red menu option tomorrow, that's Tuesday the 17th of September, and only Tuesday the 17th of September, is a sausage roll and chips. And that's because of supply issues. So it's a sausage roll and chips. So that's it from me. You'll be pleased to hear. It's like a mini series today. It's like the Archers with me. I'm going to hand you over to Mrs. Nicholson, who has our first oracy challenge of the new academic year. Have a lovely week. Hope to see you, or some of you, on Friday. And Mrs. Nicholson, over to you.
Good afternoon. I am Mrs. Nicholson, as Mr. Patterson has just pointed out, and I am the lead for Oracy at Shears Green School. Now, Oracy is led by a company called Voice 21. It actually is a charity, because they realise that children need to develop a voice that's able to get them through life, to be able to get through all sorts of problems, and actually leads to getting some of the best jobs when they get older. Being able to talk to people appropriately in the right tone and using good vocabulary is really important. So we start this from year 3 going up to year 6, and that's happening in school all of the time. At home, we're asking that maybe you spend some time you know, at the dinner table of an evening, having a chat, whatever it may be. And each week I will pose a question or a statement that I'd like you to sit with your children and try and work through. This week's question is, what skill do you wish you could wake up and have tomorrow, and why? And the why is really important. Children need to be able to explain their reasoning, giving that very, very important conjunction, because. So good luck with that. And if the children want to come and find me and tell me how the discussions went, that'll be fantastic. And I'll pose another question for discussion next week. Thank you.